Well, good morning, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
That's right.
Here's the good news.
And a good morning, one and all. It is an Earth Day edition of
Not Necessarily the News.
Where, if it happened on Earth, it's happening right now.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Unless it happened previously.
I was going to say, yeah.
Which previously on Earth. Hello, our Hanksters that are streaming with us live on our Hank Facebook page. I think. I'm not 100% sure.
Hello,
nonetheless,
representative.
We're here with you. I think the app may have just restarted.
Okay, stand by. It asked me this morning if I wanted to add a phone number. We're going. We're good. We're good on the Facebook Live.
Nonetheless, that ceasefire that was supposed to end last night. Let's go ahead and just save your coupons. We're extending the deal. That's right. For a limited time, but indefinite. So President Trump extending the ceasefire in the war with Iran until talks with the U.S. and Iran are, quote, concluded. He announced this previously after saying he would not extend the deadline. We're getting back on. President said he's doing this because Iran's government is, quote, seriously fractured. And when they can basically get it together and come up with their end of the deal, then we can get a deal. So the blockade stay, because today was supposed to be Bridges and Power Plants Day, of course. Which,
I mean, there's a lot of days on the calendar already. There's no more room.
Definitely save your Bridges and Power Plants decorations for Bridges and Power Plants Day at some point. But evidently J.D. Vance never even went, too. Because he was supposed to be with the envoy in Islamabad, but they never even left Washington. So,
dang it.
Yeah. Not sure which is the fractured government, but we continue as the Strait of Hormuz keeps being crooked.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Well, from what I understand, everybody's claiming power. And
that's
nobody
all I
really
know.
knows what's going on.
There's one guy there with a sign that just says, this is mine. And everybody's going with it.
I'm in charge. Ooh, do you want me to call? Because I can find the supervisor.
Trust me on that. I got some people I'd like you to call right now.
Jenna Bush.
a certain department.
Jenna Bush is a dead ringer for her dear old dad, but not exactly thrilled that she kind of looks like George W. Bush. She said on the Today Show that she does appreciate the remark, although sometimes it's not a compliment, and often wonders, do I look like a man? That's not a fun place to be. Admits that her father is a jokester and loves to bring up her two arrests for being a minor in possession of the alcohol. It was during her days at UT.
Whoa.
Good choices.
There you go.
Yeah. See?
I don't know if we're going to stream today, but it is round one tomorrow night.
Sports!
Thank you. The NFL draft, and your future NFLers will be selected first round style tomorrow night. And this will happen on day two of the draft, as Heinz will award the 57th NFL draft pick with a lifetime supply of ketchup.
Oh, the 57th?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's not 6-7.
The pick will be dubbed Mr. 57.
It's 5-7.
And they will get, in addition to millions of dollars in a gig in the NFL, a lifetime supply of Heinz 57 ketchup. The Chicago Bears currently hold the 57th overall pick in the draft. The Cowboys have a couple of first rounders, 12 and 20. We don't have any second rounder, but we do in the third, fourth, fifth, and seventh.
That's a lot of math for sports.
Yeah, if I'm a Cowboys player, I'd just take the ketchup. Just saying. Just saying.
It may last longer.
Just saying.
The Tiger King is in the hole, the shoe, as they say on the inside. An attorney for Joe Exotic says he was stuck in solitary confinement because of his posts on social media. Aims at the prison decided not to like them, which is ridiculous because if you do like something, you just put the little heart emoji.
Yeah,
you know,
you
give the follow, and then your aunt that you haven't seen since 2009 chimes in from Maine. Yeah, you know how all this works. But like everyone else, Joe has moved to Fort Worth, but unfortunately, that was a prison transfer.
Yeah, they moved him.
medical facility. But, you know, the thing is, he is a trailblazer.
Yeah. Now it's just
and
him and his, and his thoughts. Why is he posting on social anyway? How does this incarceration thing work?
I think a lot of them, they get the free iPads.
I would like to thank the dozens of Hank fans that alerted me to the news of the passing of an Osmond. Seriously. Like, I don't know, are we your Osmond Central right now?
Yeah, we are. Well, Marie, I've invited her a number of times to be on my girl gang. She hasn't called me back.
The eldest of the singing Osmond family, Alan Osmond, passing away on Monday at the age of 76, battled MS for years.
Oh.
Yeah, and that being announced by the family. On the flip side, did you see just a quick blurb about this striking story? The story of Elizabeth Smart, kidnapping survivor.
Yes.
And now she's 38, mother of three, and a competitive bodybuilder.
Wow.
And she entered her fourth competition over the weekend and won three awards.
She ripped?
She is ripped.
Whoa.
Yeah. She can go into WWE now.
My goodness. The world of competitive bodybuilding is interesting.
Ain't nobody trying to abduct her now. Golly, she can take them down. Bless her heart.
So
what
Vanessa,
a story.
Vanessa Trump and Tiger Woods, an A-list couple. So they have people, kind of like you and Elle. You know what I mean? So many people on the staff. But they're cutting back after his latest DUI arrest. Apparently, there were leaks inside. They're paranoid. And the first daughter, she hates the press. Meanwhile, we do have an option. With the Land Rover being out of commission, Ferrari has launched their first SUV. It's called a Luce.
Will
cost you a budget-friendly $647,000.
Nice. I hear to celebrate from the celebrity perspective, Earth Day, that Tiger is planning to flip a Prius. Watch out for that.
Very on brand, Tiger.
LL Cool J will star in NCISNY for CBS. That entertainment update brought you by the letter, every letter that's a consonant. LL Cool J, NCISNY, CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. And then finally, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but now it has been built. Meta has officially built, and it is in use, the AI clone of Mark Zuckerberg. And this is what they launched. So employees could converse one-on-one with the Zuck. And actually, employees report, unlike Zuckerberg himself, this is surprisingly lifelike. It's amazing.
KB and Heather Lee.